to what extent a person has an obligation to give over certain information that perhaps would be beneficial to the other side, but of course it is detrimental to this side. So Lema'aseh, the Rambam, the Shita, the Rambam is brought down over here by Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef. The Rambam writes as follows. He says, "Kol ha'yachol le'atzil et chavero, ve'inu matzilo." If a person can save somebody, let's say he's drowning, and you know how to swim, and you don't jump in to be able to save him, over alav, it is written in the Torah, lo ta'amod al dam re'echa. Don't stand idly by when the blood of your friend is being spilled. So it's not only the blood, so that it's, let's say, that means mamash is going to be murdered. Doesn't have to be this. As I mentioned, the Rambam gives some examples. As an example, somebody is tovah bayam, somebody is drowning in the ocean, or listim bayalav, the gangsters are coming to attack him, and you know about it. You have some inside information. Or sheshama she'anashim choshvim alav ra'a v'tomnim lo pach. So Rambam writes is not only regarding his life that is at stake. Let's say his money. The lo tamod al dam re'echa is afilu his money. Let's say there is supposed to be some type of a storm, and this individual, let's say, doesn't listen to the news, doesn't know about it. And if he doesn't protect himself, his house, could be his other assets that are in the field, are going to be damaged. So that is the isura of lo ta'amud al-dam re'echa, doesn't only refer to his life, afilu to his assets, to his money, to his property. So if you know certain information, you have an absolute obligation to give it over. And if you don't, that's the isur that you transgress, as I mentioned last time. Now, based on this, there's a whole question. Certain times, a person, let's say, is asked after the shidduch, what do you think about this date? You went out, let's say, with this young lady. What do you think about it? So let's say the shadchan asks you this question. So you have to make sure that all the conditions of Lashon Hara are supposed to be met. Otherwise, you are not supposed to say any information. You're supposed to say, you know, it wasn't a match. For me, this wasn't a match. To your father, however, Raisa Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, that to your father, because of the fact that it's the responsibility of the father to get his son and daughter married, to your father, you are allowed to give over the information. He says, the chisaron, whatever it was, af im hu lashon hara, since it's your father's obligation to get you married off, so therefore you are allowed to say the information. So you are allowed to leshanot, you are allowed to change and just say, you know, it wasn't a match. It wasn't chemistry, as they say. What does it mean? It wasn't chemistry? Doesn't mean anything. So the bottom line, that's what you would be allowed to say in order to be able to not getting involved with any Isure Lashon Hara. Let me mention, it's very interesting, Teshuvah of Rav Ovadia Yosef, similar to this, to what extent we see, even if we are not asked the question, we are obligated to give over the information, certain times. If you have a first-hand information, etc. There are seven criteria that have to be met, Isure Lashon Hara, that Rav Chafetz Chaim writes. So let's imagine there is somebody, the question was asked from Rav Ovadia in Chelek Dalet, it's brought down over here, Chelek Dalet Yechavedat, one of the teshuvot that what he wrote. So the question was as follows. Somebody wanted to apply to get his driver license in Eretz Yisrael. However, this individual, every once in a while, he would automatically he had this sickness that he would automatically, he says, Machala Mesuyemet, that he had the machala, that every once in a while he would faint. So therefore, it could be that in the middle of the driving also this could happen. So on a normal circumstances, he could go and he could pass the driving test, everything 100%, he would get his driver license, but this is the issue, which you have to call up the authorities that they should not issue him the driver license because of the fact that could be they're not going to figure it out. They're not going to. He looks absolutely normal. And it could be that it's not going to happen at that time. But it would happen once in a while. So, Lema Aseh, Rais Rav Ovadia, you have an obligation even if the authorities will not call you. They're not going to call his relatives. They don't know anything about it. So the bottom line, you have an obligation to call the authorities that he will issue him this license. Limnoa ba'ado hasagat harishayon bichte shelo yigrom leteunot ve'asonot b'neigato. Through the driving, he should not cause different types of casualties, different types of car accidents, car crashes. So therefore, he says, "Ein lachush lazeh mishum isur rechilut v'lashon hara." Because as I mentioned to you last time, isur lashon hara is one thing. Lo tamot al dam re'echa, don't stand idly by while the blood of your friend is being spilled, is another isur, is worse isur. So, and both of them are written in the same pasuk, that instead of you transgressing lo telech rechil v'amecha, you're going to transgress worse isur, which is you putting his own life and other people's life at risk. So therefore, if a person certain times has some information that is so of a serious nature, first you have to consult Gedolei Poskim, then you would have an obligation, if they tell you, to relay the message to the other side.